The president of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones III.
In every church, there sit believers who need milk and those who need meat. And the preaching of the pulpit, the care of the pastor, and the church officers should address both kinds of people. God pity the church that just has a bunch of stuffy saints who just love to come and soak up the word and never do anything with it. God pity the church whose pastor, all he can do is delve into the deep things. Because what happens? Young believers, newly saved people, will come. They'll sit there for a few weeks and they'll say, you know, I don't understand any of this. I'm going to go find some other place that'll take care of me and my present experience with the Lord. Church has to take care of both kinds of people, the newly saved and the long saved, those who can take solid food and those who just have to take a little bit of milk. God pity a church that doesn't have neophyte believers. God pity a church that doesn't have the newly saved. They're needed so that the old saints can have a reason for their existence. They need to nurture these little babies. If a church doesn't have both kinds, there's something wrong with that church, because that church isn't doing anything to get the gospel to anybody if they're not the newly converted there.
Is there evidence in your life that you've gone beyond the basics in the Christian life? Today, Dr. Jones challenges us to go on to know the Lord in a greater and deeper way. If you have a Bible at hand, you'll want to turn to Dr. Jones' text. Here's Dr. Bob Jones III.
Will you please open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 5? The writer here is concerned about a group of Jewish believers who have some spiritual problems. We'll see what those are in just a moment. The first part of this chapter, he reminds them of the high priestly work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Melchizedek, who was an earthly type of such an high priest, And then he said to them, speaking of the Lord Jesus and his high priestly work, of whom we have, verse 11, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing. For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat, or solid food belongs to them that are of full age or mature. But even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. The next chapter, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection or maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. We'll end our reading right there. Let us go on to maturity is the theme of this message. Will you make it your objective to go on in the Christian faith? Will you even make that your objective? Verse 1 of chapter 6 speaks of those going on into maturity, to leave the basic things and go on to spiritual maturity. The kind of church you join will have everything to do with whether you're able to go on to spiritual maturity or not, or whether you care to go on to spiritual maturity. Some of you won't go on in a walk with the Lord at all. Some of you are going to leave here and you're going to say, well, I've had a good background in the Christian faith, and now I'll go on and live life as the heathen live it. That will be to your utter shame and ruin, to your utter degradation. But you will be the great minority. Most of you, I think, will continue, desire to continue to go on in your Christian walk. There are some who will go away in John chapter 6. Because of something hard to be understood. The deity of Christ, which he preached in John chapter 6, the revelation of himself as that bread come down from heaven, God in human flesh. The Bible says that after he preached that, many turned away and walked no more with him. And he looked to the 12 and said, will you also go away? They couldn't take the solid food. And they turned away. The Lord is dealing with this struggling group of Hebrew believers here in this passage. And he said, you really need to go on. You need to leave the rudimentary things, the very basic things of the Christian life, and go on in your walk with the Lord and know Him in a greater and deeper way. I just want to ask you here, not only those of you that are going to be leaving soon, but to all of you, is it your desire to go on? Or are you just content to stay on the threshold of salvation? Just at the threshold of the door, who is Christ, by which we enter in. Is there any evidence in your life that you have gone on beyond the threshold of the door? You've entered in and that's all you've done. This passage makes it very clear that that's not the Lord's intent for us. It is indeed our privilege and purpose of the Christian life to go on in the growth and knowledge of the Lord Jesus. The kind of church you connect with when you leave here has everything to do with whether and how you go on into greater spiritual maturity. These Jewish believers evidently had gone away from a former teaching. In verse 12, if take a note of it, he said, you have need that one teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. You need to start over again with the basics. I don't know what had happened to them. But you know, I meet people who have graduated from this school and they come to me with the saddest of stories and say, you know, I had a lot of growth those 4 years I was at BJU, and then I got out and got lethargic in my Christian experience. And yeah, I attended church, but it was kind of a routine activity. It wasn't anything that was vital to me. And I didn't really study the Bible anymore. And I got into materialism and into my careers, and the Lord just got put on the back burner. And then somewhere along the way, God the Holy Spirit intersected in, maybe through a tragedy, a loss, a death, an illness, or whatever. And suddenly there was a wake-up call. And they came back in all seriousness to the love of Christ that they had lost. But then they had to go and start over again. Had to go and try to make up all the years that the locusts had eaten. Starting over with the basics. Regarding the church that you will join, let me share with you some things that will make all the difference as to whether you go on or don't go on. In every church there sit believers who need milk and those who need meat. And the preaching of the pulpit, the care of the pastor, and the church officers should address both kinds of people. God pity the church that just has a bunch of stuffy saints who just love to come and soak up the Word and never do anything with it. God pity the church whose pastor, all he can do is delve into the deep things. Because what happens? Young believers, newly saved people will come. They'll sit there for a few weeks. And they'll say, you know, this is all over. I don't understand any of this. I'm going to go find some other place that'll take care of me and my present experience with the Lord. Church has to take care of both kinds of people, the newly saved and the long saved. Those who can take solid food and those who just have to take a little bit of milk. God pity a church that doesn't have neophyte believers. God pity a church that doesn't have the newly saved. They're needed so that the old saints can have a reason for their existence. They need to nurture these little babies. Need to make mentoring projects out of them. We want you to know how to mentor those when you leave here who are young in the faith and need a more mature believer to work with them and take them along. Just about every young man who's ever entered the ministry will say something like this. If it weren't for a pastor, a youth pastor, a Sunday school teacher, a dad, or somebody else's dad who took an interest in me as a young man and nurtured me in the skills of preaching, the burden of preaching, the concern for the lost, gave me preaching opportunities. If somebody hadn't done that for me, I would never be in the ministry today. And I can tell you, standing before you, I am one such person. If some college guys and if my parents and my grandparents had not taken interest in me, I would not be in the ministry today. If they had not kept the joys and thrill and delight and burdens of preaching, I don't think I would have ever sought the will of God as to whether He wanted me to preach or not. Thank God for mentors. Thank God for those who take young babes in the faith and try to bring them along into greater maturity. I was preaching out for Les Hines at South Sheridan Baptist. Some of you are from there, out in Denver. It's a church with a great fundamentalist heritage under Dr. Nelson, who founded that church and pastored it for so many years. They have a sign out on the corner of the two streets at the corner of their church. It says something like, need help with your drug addiction, your alcohol? Friday nights, come to such and such a place. They come right there to the church. And over the last couple of years that they've had this ministry, Friday nights, people just pour in there. They've been able to lead a number of those folks to the Lord and disciple them. I met some of those fairly newly saved, a year or two in Christ, who've come through that thing, and they are growing, and they, when they give their testimony, I heard some of their testimonies, they're so studied in the Scriptures, you'd think some of them had been saved 20 years, and had been to Bible college and all the rest, and their lives are changed, and their families and their home personal lives are cleaned up, and it's exciting to see what's happening. And the older saints say, we're so excited that we can have part in this. Pastor Hines has to preach to those who need milk, to those who need meat. If a church doesn't have both kinds, there's something wrong with that church, because that church isn't doing anything to get the gospel to anybody if they're not the newly converted there. My grandfather used to put it this way. He said, you guys that are going to preach, don't be so highfalutin, don't be so arrogant, don't be so intellectually snobbish. that you put the solid food way up there high on a shelf where only a giraffe could reach it. You got to put it down here where the short-necked donkey can get it. And if the giraffe wants it, he can reach down and get it too. But you put it up here, the short-necked donkey won't ever get it. I want to urge you, when you go out of here, find a church that is aggressively seeking the souls of those that are deep in sin. Yesterday, we were at a preacher's seminar all day in the Philadelphia area. Ian McConnell, who graduated from here. Ian McConnell, who was reached by an inner city church in Philadelphia, a kid off the streets, got saved, got discipled, came to BJU, studied to preach, was a dorm supervisor, went to seminary. You know what? He's back there now on the streets of Philadelphia as the youth pastor of that church. He said, I've got about 50 teens off the streets of Philadelphia. My wife and I are not only their youth pastors, but we are mother and dad to them. They have terrible homes. They hang out at our house. They don't want to go back to their ungodly environments. And we're pouring our lives into them. And there's an excitement in that. There's a joy in that. That's what the church is supposed to be all about. One of the great problems of the fundamental church today is they don't want to get their hands dirty with those that sin has made dirty. There's a church in North Carolina whose pastor told me, says, we have basically white-collar people in our church. He said if it weren't for the fact that the Durham Rescue Mission brings their men and women over here every Sunday morning, and they sit here in the pews with our people and go out to lunch in the homes of our people afterwards. We're trying to reach them and disciple them and help to grow them. He said our church would be sterile, it would be stagnant, it would be worthless, it would be a mausoleum. So thank God for the rescue mission people here who come and our people can pour their lives into them. Find you a church that does that. And don't waste your time one moment in a church that's full of baby Christians and has no desire to bring them to spiritual maturity. Everybody in the church, under the right kind of preaching, is growing in the grace and knowledge of Christ. And as they grow, they turn away from the sins that were so normal and hanging on to them, and the debilitated lifestyle, the debilitations of sin begin to drop off, and they begin to grow and mature and look more and more like Christ. If the people in the church are not looking more and more like Christ, that's a good sign. You don't want to be a part of it. It's a sign that the Word is not being preached. Because the food of the Word, if it's preached, will cause people to grow. And as they grow, they'll become more like Christ. Don't waste your time in a church that flatters sinners. Paul's words here are not very flattering, are they? Look at verse 11. He said, you Hebrew Christians, you are dull of hearing. You're sluggish. He chided them for not knowing enough of the Bible that they could teach others. He said, you need to be taught again yourself. You can't help anybody. Verse 13, he called them unskillful. That means unexperienced in the Word. He told them the truth. The truth doesn't flatter. You've been told the truth here at BJU. Sometimes it irks you when the truth enters your heart because you realize it is the truth and you need to do something about it. You have the choice of rejecting it or accepting it. You can't have the truth given to you without a choice. Everybody here makes a choice. Every day in chapel you make a choice. Every day in Bible class. Every day you're confronted with the truth, you make a choice to follow it or to reject it. When you leave here this morning, you will have made some kind of a choice. We have in this student body all kinds of people. Those who need milk, those who need meat. But shame on any Christian who's content just to stay in the milk stage. It's not God's intention. It's the whole purpose of this passage, is to say to these Hebrew Christians, you need to start growing. You need to get out of this rut you're in. You shouldn't stay a baby all your life. God has better things for you. Let's pray together. Father, give us ears that are not dull of hearing. Give us hearts that are not sluggish. Give us the right intent. Lord, if there's any believer here that is so in love with the world that he or she just simply says, I'm content just to be in the household of faith and I don't want any more of Christ. Maybe they're not even in the household. For that attitude is not becoming to anybody who knows Christ. Anybody. Lord, you've changed us. You've transformed us. We owe you everything. You're our God, our Lord, our Savior. And anybody here that's treating you insultingly by saying, I don't want to know any more of you than that you have saved me from sin. Lord, they probably are just revealing an unregenerate heart. I pray, dear God, that when those go forth from here to whatever it is in life they're going to do, that they would understand that you intend for them to keep growing, not to turn away from what they've heard, but to know more and more of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
May we be willing to let the truth of God's Word transform us into the image of our Lord Jesus Christ. Next week, Dr. Bob Jones III will bring part two of this two-part message he has entitled, Let Us Go On to Maturity. Today's Christian Preacher is a quarterly magazine designed to help the man of God in his personal life. It covers issues of personal importance, such as integrity, finances, time management, and family values. Today's Christian Preacher is sent free of charge to those in the ministry, as well as to those who are preparing for ministry. Your pastor can register for a free subscription by calling us toll-free at 1-866-BJU-RADIO. Again, that's 1-866-BJU-RADIO. Or visit our website at bjuradio.com and click on this month's free listener offer. And while you're there, the BJU Radio website has information about other helpful resources for you and your family. Or you can write us at BJ Radio, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to return next week for another challenging message by Dr. Bob Jones III on Chapel Echoes, an outreach ministry of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.